Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Growing geopolitical tensions and global policy uncertainty are among the biggest risks facing South Africa's financial industry. That's according to the Reserve Bank's biannual financial stability review. It says the nation is vulnerable to spillover effects from trade-related tensions and international conflicts because of the limited extent to which it can mitigate them. The central bank says that has increased the risk of rapid capital outflows. South Africa's audit watchdog, the IRBA, has finished its investigations into dodgy audits linked to state capture. CEO Imre Nagy says the IRBA has issued fines totaling 13 million rand, penalizing 17 audit firms and individual auditors. Several individuals have been struck off. Nagy explained to Parliament that if the total of 13 million seemed low, that's because the fines were issued under the previous set of regulations, which stipulated 200,000 rand as the highest penalty. That has since been increased to as much as 10 million rand per individual charge. Toyota's insurers have issued a damages claim for 6.5 billion rand against Transnet, the KZN provincial government, and the eThekwini municipality. This is in the wake of the 2022 floods, which left 4,000 Toyota vehicles waterlogged, its Prospecton plant flooded, and an entire assembly line having to be replaced. The heart of the case, according to the insurers, the three parties failed to maintain critical infrastructure that should have prevented the overflow of the Umlazi River, which in turn caused the damage. And from Standard Bank, a decent set of numbers for the first 5 months of the year. Group headline earnings grew by 10% in South African rand. The group's ROE for the five-month period remains well anchored within the target range of 17 to 20%. A caution, Standard Bank points to uncertainty related to U.S. trade policies and geopolitics. These, it says, have impacted macroeconomic dynamics and monetary policy. The result, a slowdown in global growth and demand, along with a slower cutting of interest rates. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening down a tenth of a percent or so. London's FTSE down 0.6%. No New York markets closed for the Juneteenth public holiday. But in Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei down a tenth of a percent, Hong Kong up 1%, Sydney down 0.5%. The US dollar is steady at 1.15 to the euro. The rand slightly better, 18 exactly to the dollar, 20.75 to the euro, 24.29 to sterling. Gold at 3,352, platinum 1,287. Bitcoin just under 104,700, and Brent crude oil, a dollar easier, at $77 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.